Good morning, folks. Before we get into this interview, I just want to note that this is a pre-recorded interview. So, of course, with any snow emergency or something, we will have the most up-to-date information for you on our website and on our social media and on air. But this interview is mostly meant for information and to learn more about Northfield snow emergencies. And joining us now in studio to talk about that is the Streets and Park Manager with the City of Northfield, Charlie Fredericks. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's start with probably the most important topic. When there's a snow emergency, how does the city decide what a snow emergency is, and what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. So anytime there's snow forecasted, I mean, we're constantly watching the weather. Typically about 7 days out, we'll kind of have an idea of what's coming, the timing of it. So I work really closely with our police department to make sure we're in alignment on when a snow emergency is called. But it's typically around when about 2 inches of snow has fallen or we expect road conditions to be unsafe for travel.
Sure. And when, so you have 2 inches of snow falls or more, and we declare a snow emergency, what does that mean to the average person here in Northfield?
Well, it means that we expect roads to be unsafe for travel, and it means that any parked cars need to be cleared from the road. That allows our snow plows to efficiently and safely clear the roads. It allows emergency vehicles to easily access the roads if they need to, and it just allows for overall safer streets for the traveling public.
So mostly I'm hearing clearing streets. I know it gets more complicated downtown because it's much more difficult to remove snow from downtown than their average city streets. Yeah. So snow emergencies downtown, what do I need to do if I live downtown or if I'm I work downtown, what do I need to do, right?
Yeah, so downtown gets a little more complicated. There's not anywhere for us to store the snow, so we actually have to remove it. And the process of removing that snow is a very large operation. We're usually starting around midnight, so most people probably haven't seen it, but we're using motor graders and several semi-trucks, a very, very large snow blower. So it's a really big operation, so it's especially clear that vehicles are removed from the road so that we can clear all the snow out of downtown, clear the sidewalks. So making sure those cars are removed while we're down there removing snow.
And I assume it's a fine, or maybe even your car gets towed if you don't remove it?
That's right. Yep. During a snow emergency, we will tow cars if we need to.
All right. And moving from snow emergencies now just to kind of general winter safety, if I have a sidewalk or some sort of other kind of walkway around my house, how quickly do I need to get that cleared in the city?
Within 12 hours of the snowfall ending.
Okay, so when the snowfall ends, a timer starts and you gotta get it cleared.
Yep.
And I guess something I'm always curious about is why do I gotta clear my sidewalk? It's my sidewalk. Why do I need it cleared for everyone else, right?
That's a good question. So the city maintains about 94 miles of walkways. That's 71 miles of concrete sidewalks and 23 miles of asphalt trails. So if the city were to remove the snow from all those, it would take us multiple days or a very, very large investment in staff and equipment. And it would still probably take us multiple days because that's a lot of miles to clear. So that's why we require, like most cities, that residents clear the sidewalks, and it just ensures that everyone is able to use safe sidewalks that are clear of snow and ice.
And this applies to everyone, homeowners, businesses.
Correct.
Everyone else, yes.
Yeah, any privately owned property or any privately owned, any sidewalk adjacent to privately owned property needs to be cleared. Yeah.
Right. And is there other safety perspective, like, you know, we're thinking about snowplow drivers or other city staff out working in these snow emergencies and such. What do you want listeners to know about how to be safe around our plows and city staff?
Yeah. I mean, just being cautious when driving around plows, making sure we're giving them plenty of space to operate if you do need to go out. Obviously, people still need to get to work. So if you're driving near a snow plow, just give them plenty of space to operate. It's a very large truck. There's a lot going on in the cab. So just giving them plenty of space to operate safely.
Sure. And you mentioned earlier, the Northfield has a lot of roads, like a lot more sidewalk than I think we think. 71 miles of sidewalk, 78 miles of roads, 8 miles of bike lanes. Like, it's overwhelming when you think about it. Where do you even start when you start? Like, how do you prioritize what roads get cleared, you know, during the snowfall, after the snowfall? Like, how long does it even take to clear all of Northfield?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we do have a snow and ice control policy that kind of outlines our priority. So we'll start with arterial roads, which are things like Highway 3, Jefferson Parkway. The second priority is collector streets, so kind of getting down in those lower lowerly trafficked roads like Roosevelt, Maple Street, things like that. And then we're down into the third and fourth priority are residential streets and cul-de-sacs and parking lots and areas where there's less traffic and lower speeds. So
what I'm hearing is if the street I live on hasn't been plowed yet, that's actually by design. You're maintaining the most important roads first, yes?
Correct, yeah. And it depends on the timing of the snowfall. So it can get tricky where if we get a snowfall that lasts all day, and I'll use the December snowfall as an example, where it started snowing at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And it didn't end until 11 p.m. that night. So our priority throughout the entire day, working a 12-hour shift, was just to maintain those higher traffic volume roadways, making sure that those are clear. We do try to get through everything, but that's not always possible. So then it's that next morning where we start at 4 a.m., where we do clear absolutely everything after the snow has stopped.
And I'm curious, how many staff do you have? How many plows do you have? And is there like a time limit of how long they can work before like they've got to take a break for so long too? So I guess how many staff can you really have out at a time clearing roads too?
Yeah, so fully staffed and all equipment working, we have 7 operators and 1 mechanic that are kind of our mainline plow operators. Mm-hmm. We also use additional 2 operators in public works to plow our trails, and then usually 2 seasonal staff to help with our sidewalk clearing. So all fully staffed, we're at 12. Mm-hmm. And it completely depends on the snowfall and the amounts, but it's usually about 8 to 10 hours to clear everything.
Really? That's, yeah. I mean, and that's just the city part, because there's also county plows out there. So Northfield snow plows are the white snow plows, yes?
Correct, yeah.
And then the county is orange, I believe, and typically, the state's also orange, yeah?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Yes. Do you work with the county and the state at all to coordinate how this is conducted or, you know, clearing roads and such?
When we need to, we will. But we each kind of have our own set of roadways. So the state, they run a 24/7 operation. They have 3 different shifts and a lot of staff to maintain everything across the state. So it's a large operation. So they're constantly going. Similar to the county, a lot of counties do the same thing, multiple shifts, 24/7 operation. Most cities, including Northfield, doesn't have that luxury.
Sure.
So yeah, we do work with them, but we kind of also kind of run our own operation at the same time.
And if someone has a question where maybe they're they want to learn more, or maybe they got to figure out they like to read the policy in writing, where would you go for that?
Yeah, we on our website, we have a snow and ice control webpage that gives you all the information that you could need. And if there's nothing, if your question isn't answered on that website, we're happy to take your phone calls and answer any questions.
Sure. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell the Northfield area folks, our listeners, about snow removal in Northfield?
Yeah, I think it's Northfield is very lucky. We have a team of operators that are plowing the streets that have collectively, I think, over 75 years of experience just plowing Northfield streets. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of experience. They're very talented at what they do. It's very efficient and safe operations. So Northfield's very lucky in that regard. And I think we get a lot of questions of like, why hasn't my street been plowed yet? We are out plowing when there's snow on the ground, we promise. And we're doing it as quickly and as safely as we can. And there's a few things that residents can do to help. Things like keeping your garbage and recycling bins out of the streets, moving those parked cars, that helps us get through the city quicker. Mm-hmm. And then after we come through, making sure that you're not shoveling that snow back into the street. It just creates icy conditions for everybody. So things like that.
I suppose, in including that too, probably clearing out fire hydrants and such too.
You're not
the fire department, but I suppose that matters, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, making sure those fire hydrants are cleared so that, worst case, if they're needed, they're really readily accessible.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Any last notes?
I don't think so. No.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much I brought this up was like, you know, the worst time to bring in the city staff to talk about a snow emergency is during the snow emergency.
Right,
Let's talk about it beforehand. So thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.